This question is an attire question. Dear Lizzie and Dan, here's a quick one for you. Your website says for wedding invitations, don't mention gifts or attire on the wedding invitation. If necessary, black tie may be written in the lower right on a reception invitation. What do you do with the attire note when there is not a separate reception invitation because the wedding and reception are in the same room? Emily.
Emily, you would still do, then it's the same invitation. You usually have reception to follow immediately, and then you can put over in that same spot black tie attire. At least I see no reason why not. It's black tie. That's what goes on the invitation, certainly because few gentlemen actually have tuxedos in their homes. They need to know. And same with ladies that, you know, being a black tie formal occasion, you really do need to take some time to prep for that and make sure that you have appropriate attire. So it should definitely be there. It can also be on the wedding website. That's another wonderful place to put things. Really, it's the formality of the invitation. If you don't see black tie on it, you're looking to the invitation itself for your direction of how formal this is. Here's the thing. Not everybody speaks invitation anymore. Not everybody speaks stationery. A lot of people receive a card and have no idea that the quality of that paper means that they should wear a floor-length dress and a full suit. You know, that is actually a really hard thing to decipher if you're not familiar with sending paper invitations on a regular basis. So let's just say this will be an adjustment in the 20th. Like...
Lizzie Post, I was about to jump in and say, so that's a great quick answer to a quick question,
no,
but I
no,
love
no, no.
speaking invitation. This is a great concept. I'm going to borrow heavily from this in the future.
We don't speak invitation, and we either have to then explain it all really in detail, or we need to start thinking about changing this.
The heart of etiquette is practicality, and people will want to know that it's black tie.
Right, and so here's the deal. If you don't see black tie on it, it means you're somewhere in the semi-formal to formal range, which is that, gentlemen, you should probably show up with a suit. You might be able to remove the tie. You might be able to, you know, unbutton the shirt a button or something to make it more comfortable if it turns out to be more casual wedding. Ladies, you'd want to be in a dress that's probably somewhere around knee length so that it can either be more formal or it can be a little bit more casual. But there's kind of this wonderful range of semi-formal that we work in for most weddings. And if you don't see black tie on your wedding invitation, that's kind of what you're aiming for.
So we could keep throwing complications at
oh,
this relatively
oh,
simple
could
question.
We could.
We
I
could.
Told you we could.
So what if the attire note might not be so simple if the reception is attached to the wedding, where black tie tends to be something that happens later in the day?
Right.
That oftentimes the black tie note on a combined wedding and reception invitation might be confusing because – you might actually not be expecting people to be black tie at an afternoon ceremony.
We cannot confuse people like that.
I know, but
it's
this is
nuts.
The complication.
We have got to make a commitment to change this for the 20th edition, because I'm championing the cause. We need to make this easier on folks.
I know, and it is complicated. In some ways, it's why it would be nice to have that separate reception invitation, because you're really wanting to apply that black tie direction to the reception.
How many people are walking around asking folks to dress casually to an afternoon ceremony and then dress black tie like to the reception that follows immediately?
How strictly we want to hew to those traditional rules of etiquette and attire really is it's a valid question.
It is a valid question. And we've had a lot of folks actually write in asking about black tie pre 6 p.m. And frankly, I think we're just at a state where it happens. And it is a lot to ask people to change attire just because of the stroke of 6 p.m. or 5 p.m. or sundown or whatever it is. We've heard a lot of variations on when is it appropriate to finally don black tie. And I'm just saying, in this day and age, if you're calling black tie and your ceremony is at 4:30 in the afternoon, most people are going to show up to your ceremony in black tie.
I wanted to wear a tux so badly for my wedding, I wore it all day long.
It was an insanely humid day, so I give you kudos for putting that formality up front.
I felt like James Bond. I wanted to do it.
You looked like it, too. We got pictures.
Emily, clearly you are mining some rich etiquette territory here. To come back to a simple answer to your simple question, if you want to put a black tie attire note on the bottom right-hand corner of an invitation that is also a reception invitation, you should be in good shape doing that.
And to further clarify, any other designation that you're looking for, semi-formal, casual, or formal, does not go on the invitation. It is only black tie that would appear if you want folks in black tie.
Good luck with the rest of your planning. Have a great time.